The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Well, buses and trains not being on time seems to be our biggest issue when it comes to public transport. Of all the formal passenger complaints about Dublin Bus, Bus Éireann and Irish Rail, poor punctuality accounted for the largest share of 39%, according to the Irish Independent this morning. So is enough being done to address it? I'm joined by Gary Marshall now from the Dublin Commuter Coalition. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Claire.
Drives people mad, doesn't it? I mean, you can understand why it would form the basis of most of the complaints. You know, you think the bus is coming or the train and it doesn't show up or doesn't show up on time.
Yeah, 100%. Surveys show that reliability is one of the main factors for people in choosing their mode of transport. And of course, every morning we hear news bulletins of congestion on roads and motorways. But really, delays to buses and trains probably impacts far more people. And that's what shows in recent public complaints to those operators.
Mm-hmm. So the problems, you know, stem from things like not having the infrastructure in place or not having the bus lanes clear. It's about those basic fundamentals not being right.
Exactly. Fundamentals, age old problem of just years and years of underfunding in our public transport, over reliance on people having to take their own car. So if you look at buses, you could see that we have a poor enforcement of existing bus lanes. So people driving illegally in bus lanes or parking in them, which can hold up, you know, maybe 80 people at a time in a bus, but also just the lack of the bus lane network, which is part of Bus Connects, but it's just rolling out so slow. And even the NTA said that in 2026, there's no additional funding for any additional services in 2026. So we don't really see much commitment, despite the big ticket items like Metrolink. There's very little kind of priority. And if you look at trains, again, aging infrastructure, like we needed new DARTs and electrification a decade ago, and we're still waiting on it. So this lack of funding and lack of priority from the government is forcing people to have no choice but to stick to their car and then, as we see now, suffer rising fuel costs.
Uh-huh. I mean, Jennifer Whitmore, the Social Democrat spokesperson on transport, has been talking to the Irish Independent about this. And she simply says that if you can't rely on a bus showing up and you're going to be late for work or late for college or late for an appointment, you just can't take the risk. So it really does put people off, doesn't it?
Yeah, it makes sense. I mean, personally, I've the kind of the fortunate to cycle, and cycling is the most reliable way to get anywhere in Dublin because I know exactly how long it's going to take me to get door to door from my home to work. And, you know, I'd encourage that, but really I'd encourage the government to have a rapid rollout of cycling networks. The current rollout is just so slow. And when it comes to cycling, people's safety is the biggest issue. And without segregated bike lanes, people just don't feel safe enough to get on their bikes.
It's the fear factor, isn't it?
Yeah. And a big thing is, you know, I'm a new parent myself as of a few months ago. And I know that parents really struggle with the drop off at schools. You know, Ireland has such low levels of school children cycling. And that's because of the lack of infrastructure and the safety issue. And if we could solve that in the coming months, that would free up so much of congestion, so much cost, so much time for people. And maybe they could then hop on a bus because they don't have to, you know, go from A to B to C. Mm.
Yeah, you see, it's a chicken and egg situation because we look at what Bus Éireann says about this. They say that a lot of the factors that are influencing service reliability, they're outside of their direct control, including traffic congestion and a lack of bus prioritization lanes. So if you have unreliable and late buses and trains, people are going to get in their cars. The cars then block the way for the buses, certainly, meaning that they are late and less frequent than they should be. So how do you solve it? You know, you have to get one right at the same time as you're getting the other thing right.
Yeah, and we saw that article in the Irish Examiner, I believe, about the amount of complaints to the operators. But really, all those people would be much better sending their complaints to Minister Dara O'Brien and Sean Canney, because they're the ones that can actually solve this problem, not the operators. They, you know, Dublin Bus can't make their buses go any faster if they're stuck in traffic. And in terms of the chicken and egg, again, that's the problem with this slow piecemeal rollout, that, you know, people just get very frustrated. If you look at Bus Connects, it gets very confusing to people about, okay, you're changing this route, but the new route won't come on for another few months. And you have to actually look at numbers of years to figure out, like, where is this network going? So we just need much more funding. I mean, you know, the government might say that they've never put so much funding into public transport, but most of that is just for Metrolink, you know, and we're not going to see any immediate results of that. And really, the funding they got from that was because they raided the climate fund, which is not what it was intended for. That was intended for, like, climate resilience for farmers and rural communities.
But Bus Connects has been rolled out and has been invested in since 2021, right? So it is happening.
It is happening, and surveys do show that people who can avail of those new routes, it increases dramatically. So bus use is up in those areas where it's rolled out. I know some of the routes myself that have been, you know, great for connecting. For example, I live in Cabra, my mother lives in Fingus. There's better connections now that don't always go through the city centre. But it's, I mean, if we look at the timelines for Bus Connects, like, you're going into the 2030s for the whole thing to be finished. You know, we've only now had shovels in the ground in terms of the bus corridors, which is really going to speed them up with the Fingus Ballymun into the city centre. It's just so slow. And when we look at the priority from government, if you take, for example, the fuel cuts, that's all well and good because people are like having no other option. But in a few months' time, that's €250 million that will burn through in taxpayers' money. And we won't have any benefit long term.
Yeah, I mean, the bottom line is, if you want people to use the buses and the trains, they have to be reliable. They have to be on time. They have to come when they say they're going to come. Otherwise, you'll just go back to the old reliable, back to the car, unless you're you, Gary, and you're on the bike.
Yeah, I mean, I would urge as many people, I have a cargo bike, you can fit it's like a replacement for a family car, you know, but I'm not going to push that on people who feel unsafe to do so. Mm-hmm. So again, the pressure has to be on government and local authorities. And just for people generally to understand that if you're sick of being stuck in traffic, there are alternatives. They do work if they're funded properly and they're supported.
All right, Gary, thanks for joining us on the programme. Gary Marshall there from the Dublin Commuter Coalition. Well,
the Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.